Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Yeah, welcome to Lost in the Static. My name is Scott, and joining me is actually Josh.
Yes, you're, as always.
You're actually here.
And now, here's the thing we need to explain to the audience. Even though to you listening, no time is really passed.
No time
there's
has
there's
passed.
A new episode
there's
every week.
Absolutely nothing wrong.
Scott and I last recorded a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, we took some time off. Number one, we were recording so many episodes that we were getting so ridiculously ahead of
ourselves. We were already into March, almost.
We were already into March. Now, by the time they hear this, it's going to be...
Second week of March
maybe? Or so.
I can't remember off the top of my head. This is episode 81. I do remember that much.
Okay, that much we can remember. We are recording this the last week of February.
We're not. We're recording this like the middle of February. It's not even the 20th yet.
You're
How
right,
is that
it's
the
not.
Last
okay,
week?
Okay. Jesus Christ, chill. Okay, it's just past Valentine's Day.
Okay.
How about that?
I'll give you that one.
Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Yes, today's the 15th.
That would make today the 18th. No. And first of all, I have to, before we do our usual Adam and Eve promo, I want to take just a moment to thank Miss Bloody Rose from Facebook, who sent us a package and sent us a letter and some artwork and a couple of DVDs that I'm going to have to throw in the computer later. And
we literally just opened it like 10 minutes ago.
Yes,
so.
We just got it. So thank you very much, Miss Rose. And... if she wanted a good deal to maybe reward herself with something.
She's in Australia, though, so no. Remember, it's
okay,
U.S. shipping.
It's U.S.
So.
Only. Okay. Well, if she were in the United States and she wanted to reward herself with maybe an adult toy, how could she do that, Josh?
She could go to adamandeve.com. She could use the promo code STATIC, which would get her, if she were in America, free shipping in the United States, 50% off of a single item, three, not one, not two, three free DVDs of people having sex and swallowing cum, and a free mystery gift that even I don't know what is.
And here's something that they can do. Now, Miss Rose was nice enough to send us some original artwork, which is really well done. Some anime-type inspired stuff. If you want to get Josh and I a gift...
AdamandEve.com.
Just for the heck of it, you can always go to Adam and Eve, and even if you're outside of the country, since you're having it shipped to a place within the U.S.,
I believe that should still work. Yes.
It should still work.
Static is the code.
Static is the code. You save yourself some money, give us some money, and you're really, really cool.
Right. And if you need my address, listen to Radiodrome. I've given out my address on the idiotic contest.
Or just get in touch with me on Facebook or something, and I can...
And he'll give you my address.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't want people to know where he lives, so he has everything shipped to my house.
Okay, Dawn doesn't want people to know my address.
Yeah, we've had a couple of psycho fans already.
Yeah,
so
we've had a couple that they're a little scary, but that's okay. We love most of you out there.
I love the fact that everybody's listening. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. So,
and according to Radiodrome, y'all want to fuck me in the ass. There's a big thing going on about all the people that want to rape me because they hate what I say. It kind of ties in with the topic tonight. It's not just a weird plug for Radiodrome.
And on that note, I'm sure that if you're in the U.S., you've heard this PSA.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
It's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way, and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
Fuck you. Those are the words I'm giving you.
Yeah. Okay, I hate to say this, but when I look at you and I say imbecile, moron...
retarded?
No. No, I'm trying to illustrate a point here.
Okay.
But when I say imbecile... moron. Those two. Dude, what do they mean to you?
Stupid, idiotic, kind of an inbred rednecky,
or idiot. That's another. That's another good one.
A derp. You're derped.
Right. Do they sound any more like medical terminology?
Not really.
Well, guess where they got their roots. Believe it or not, you could be diagnosed as an imbecile. You could be diagnosed as a moron. They have to do with levels of intelligence.
Idiot savant.
They can, yeah, they, you can be diagnosed as an idiot.
Dumb, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yes, dumb meaning...
It doesn't mean stupid. The medical term is not stupidity.
Right, it means you can't speak. Mute is what it's been replaced with, and I think vocally impaired is the...
I don't use any of that impaired shit. I refuse to use any of that PC impaired nonsense. That's absolute bullshit. You're not physically impaired. You're crippled. Okay, that's not a bad term, I don't think.
As another friend of mine put it when we watched this PSA together, he said, "Scott, I'm retarded, but it has nothing to do with my Down syndrome." He suffered from Down syndrome. He goes, "Yes, I'm retarded, but it has nothing to do with my Down syndrome. I'm just a retard." And it's a change in the meaning of the word. I respect, okay, you don't want me to use the word retarded around you? Fine. If you're a black man and you don't want me to use the word nigger around you? Fine. I don't normally use that word anyway, but that's okay by me. If you're gay and you don't want me to use the word faggot around you, fine.
One of our black friends, you know, we work together.
Yes.
He used the word nigger all the time because he said, this is a black guy. There are two different kinds of black people. There are black people and there are fucking niggers.
Yeah.
And this was a black guy saying he couldn't stand niggers. He had no problem with black people.
And as I've put it, as the woman that raised me was a black woman. Because my mom traveled quite often, and as I got later into high school and whatnot, I couldn't go flying in the hot air balloon with her as much. And so I was left in the care of Miss Emma Price. And Miss Emma was from Alabama and a, you know, black woman that lived in the projects in Muncie, Indiana. And I remember one time, when I was considerably younger, I did use the N-word in a very mean way.
I bet called you got the shit slapped out of you, didn't
number
you?
Number one, I got the holy living hell beaten out of me, not just by Emma, but by my dad, too. And then Emma drives me down to the projects in Muncie. And you don't really think of a place like Muncie, Indiana, having a ghetto, but it did. It did.
It did?
It did. It sure did. But as we're sitting there in her car, she goes, "All right, you're going to be spending the day at my apartment with me here." And we go, and I'm sitting on the stoop talking to her, and she points across the road. And there are two late teen, early 20 black kids with, it wasn't quite as prevalent back then, but they had the jeans, you know, the underwear sticking out of the jeans. They had ripped up. You know, they looked really bad.
And I just want to point out, white kids do this too, and you look just as fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a black thing. That's a you're an idiot thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there. She points to those two kids, and they are obviously dealing drugs on the corner, making no bones about it, out dealing drugs. She says, "Scott, those are niggers. I'm not one of those. Those are niggers." And then two white kids walk up. And they're white kids, obviously from the projects, obviously in the hip-hop culture, had the hat on sideways, everything like that, which was the thing back then. And they were buying drugs. And Emma looks at me and she goes, "Oh, those are niggers too."
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've defined the word nigger from now on. Is it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with
the way you carry yourself, yeah, basically.
The way you carry yourself.
To me, it has to do with if you're low class, that's what you are. You know, it's a low class thing. It's got nothing to do with race. I have never used the word nigger to a black person, and in any kind of negative connotation. I've never used stupid nigger. I mean, I told this story on another show. Just recently, I was out at Old Chicago. A black guy, big guy, bumped into our table as he was walking by, okay? And he knocked my drink over. And then I called him an asshole. He calls me a cracker. Did I retort by calling him a nigger? No, I didn't. I called him an asshole because he was an asshole, not because he was black.
The other thing that always gets me is it, and it's, I'm not going to say low class, because a lot of people, you think low class and they think low income. And I've met some low income people, some poor people that are just absolutely incredibly classy and wonderful people. I've got a friend in De Pere that's kind of, due to the crap in his life kind of kicking him while he's down, he's stuck in the crappy apartments where Dawn and I used to live in De Pere. And he's one of those people where if I ever needed to hide bodies, he's one of the people I call. I mean, real great guy, real great friend. Also Asian, but has nothing to, you know, again, has nothing to do with race or economic status. It has to do with how you carry yourself as a human being.
I was going to say, I can already see people complaining about this episode.
Fine.
They're going to say two white guys from arguably the suburbs complaining about race and using this is the only way I'm going to use this word, the N-word, that term, because I refuse to use that word in normal conversation. I only use it to make fun of people that use it. You know what? It doesn't matter. Our views on this are solid. I think on this, we're right. We're not being racist. I really don't think we are.
I've traveled the world. I've met all different races of people. Usually I'm blind to it. I mean, I don't care. And like I said, when mom wasn't home, I was being raised by a southern black woman. It's not a racial thing.
It's hit us, at least me, at the places I've worked, all the time. You know, I worked with a black person when I worked at Channel 2, and they did something really stupid, and I called him out on it. And he goes, oh, yeah, I don't see you calling out, you know, the other three or four derps. Is he calling out me? It's just because I'm black, right? And it's like, no, it's because you were the leader of this little group of morons. You know, you're the one that brought your race into this. I called you out because you're fucking stupid.
But that's one term that gets tossed around quite a bit is racism. And I've seen a lot of people being accused of being racist when they're not. Let me, here we go. I'll give you 10 examples of actual racist remarks. And these have all gone out over public airwaves.
Therefore, I believe in white supremacy.
To take Tiger on, well, yeah, maybe they should just gang up for a while until...
Lynch him in the back alley.
Yeah, that's right. And then,
that's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there, I'm going to tell you that
now. Not a black male, not a Chinese male with his eyes like this.
But Hispanics can't carry the whole load. The rest of you get busy. Make babies.
Well, Ed, is it one of these matters where the Kenyans and Ethiopians... They see, let's be honest here, see a white guy out front, they don't take him seriously.
What is Phnom Penh?
No, what is New Delhi? New Delhi. Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Interested in trading with Al-Qaeda. All they want to trade is burqas. I don't want to travel with them. They like one-way tickets.
China is like, ching chong, gudanti, ching chong, ching chong, Danny DeVito, ching chong, 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 Gronk, The View, ching chong.
Kind of stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga.
Those were almost all white people. There was the black guy doing the Asian one with the eyes. Otherwise, it was all white people saying that.
Well, that or in the case of Alex Trebek and Jeopardy, it happened to be an Indian person that missed
New Delhi.
New Delhi. Yeah. Maybe they were intentional. Maybe they weren't. In the case of Don Imus, he was like, yeah.
he got fired over too. The Golf Channel chick that said they should lynch Tiger Woods, she got fired too.
Yeah. That is intentional racism. If you walk up to me and you have a t-shirt with a rap group on it, and you got your hat turned around backwards, you got your pants down, you know, with the underwear sticking out and everything like that. And I walk up to you and I say, oh, you must like hip-hop music. Tell me something great about hip-hop music. I'm jumping to that conclusion. Is that a safe conclusion to jump to? Believe it or not, I've had a white guy dressed like that with a Run DMC. I'm not even sure if he knew who Run DMC was, which is a great classic rap group if you're not familiar with them.
I disagree with that, but they are
But they are fun either way. But nonetheless, he had a Run DMC shirt on, had the pants down, and he looks at me and goes, I'm white, man. I like country. What?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, and I'm confused. But people toss around the word racism quite a bit. If I look at you and I say, because of your race, you cannot have this job, for instance, and it works both ways. It really does. In quite a few older Southern companies, it can be difficult for a black man to move up in management just because of the old people that run the stupid company.
Not even that. Walmart. Watch that Walmart documentary, The High Cost of Low Price. Blacks and women do not make the upper echelons. They, no matter what, that does not happen. They don't like black people. They don't like females in that company.
But you and I have seen it on the other end, too. You and I have seen it in television where the television station goes, we're looking for a Latino. Ooh,
right.
We better hire a black person.
We have to fill a certain demographic, and that's all we're looking for. I mean, literally, I can't remember if I've ever told this story on the air before, but my dad lost a job back in the 80s due to affirmative action. He scored twice as high as anyone else on the test, but the job was given to a black guy because they had a quota to fill.
Right.
The guy clearly could not do the job, couldn't score as high on the test, but... I'm sorry, dude, you're white. We can't hire you. A black guy applied for the same job. We have to hire him.
That is racism.
Yes, it is. And it's institutionalized racism.
Exactly. And so do me a favor. If I walk up to you and I say, I don't like you because you're a jerk, and you immediately fire back at me, you think I'm a jerk because I'm black? No.
No, an asshole knows no color.
Exactly.
Being an asshole, being a bitch, that knows no color.
Exactly.
I've known just as many crazy black women as I've known crazy white women.
Exactly.
Crazy does not differentiate by race. I'm sorry, it does not.
No. And there's another term like that that gets thrown around quite often. Sexist.
Oh, yeah. You and I have been called that. I don't know.
You and I have been called that quite often.
Me more. Back when we worked at 26, I got called that all the time, although I kind of deserved it.
You kind of deserved it at that point. But, for instance, if I criticize someone because of their work, and I've done this. I've criticized someone because of their work. And, Miss Rose, I absolutely love the pictures you sent me. Please don't take this personally, but I'm going to use you as an example. For instance, if I looked at Bloody Rose's artwork that she sent us and I said, well, I really like this picture, but this is very much an anime Lolita style, and I'm not really a big fan of that style, and I think I'm going to let you hang on to this one, Josh, as opposed
except
to
he
me
is in
keeping
real life.
Except time. What?
You are a fan of the style. You're a fan of the artwork she sent.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am. I'm quite a big fan of it, but nonetheless... If I criticize this and then Miss Rose were to come back and say, you don't like my artwork because I'm a woman. I never said that. That if I were to say, you can't do this as well as me because you're a woman, or you earn 75 cents for every dollar I earn because you're a woman, that is a sexist remark.
Well, but there are some sexist things that are true. I mean, you know, there are things men can do that women can't. I'd like to see a woman try and pee out a campfire. They can't.
Hang on. Oh, yes. I've seen it. Do not jump to conclusions, my friend.
I think I have more control writing my name in the snow than a woman would.
You'd be amazed. And I'm going to leave it at that because...
Well, I was just trying to make a joke, and you're getting serious, man.
I know. That's because my friends that I camp with are going to listen to this and be like, guess who we're proving wrong this weekend?
Fuck you.
So anyway, Bill Maher summed it up. Here we go.
Now, I'm not saying that sexism doesn't exist and isn't real, and we can't, but we can't throw around the word sexist just to stop people like me from pointing out that Michelle Bachmann, now running second for the Republican presidential nomination, isn't a dangerous nincompoop. And when I point out that Sarah Palin is a vainglorious braggart, a liar, a whiner, a professional victim, a scold, a know-it-all, a chiseler, a bully who sells patriotism like a pimp. And the leader of a strange family of inbred weirdos. Straight out of the hills have eyes. That's not sexist. I'm saying it because it's true, not because it's true of a woman. Now, I'm not saying that sex...
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know why it decided to loop on me there, but anyway, that's...
I think the clip ended right as you clicked it, so you clicked play again when you were trying to stop the clip.
But nonetheless, that's the big difference. I'm saying it because it's true, not because it's true of a woman.
Right. You see that all the time. You know, the stuff you and I just overheard at the station, stuff that we were not even directly involved in. We saw, you know, reporters having stories shot down, and it's, if you, the male reporter, had brought this to him, I bet they would have taken it. And it's like, no, it was a really weak story. It's, I think you would have shot it down no matter what you brought him.
Yeah. And so sexism is one that, just be careful before you start throwing it around, or it's going to lose its meaning. It is really going to lose its meaning. It's going to end up with, like, idiot and moron, which people don't think about, or imbecile, which people don't think about anymore. And it's kind of where retard was going, and why Glee made that PSA, and why...
But retarded is what they are. That's the medical term. They have mental retardation. That's the medical term. That's not a slur.
Yeah, I know.
And it shouldn't be. That would be like saying, oh, Scott, I'm so sorry that you have stomach cancer. And you're like, no, it's a slur to say I'm a cancer victim. No, that's what you'd be suffering from. That's not a slur.
But that's. But when it comes to sexism, yes, if it's said because it's true, not true of a either man or woman, or transgender, or some strange mix of the three.
I don't use some of those terms like transgender. No, you're a fucking tranny. You're not transgender, you're a tranny. I refuse to use, like I said before, I will not use the term differently abled. You're fucking crippled, okay? I am so sick of hearing handicapped people. You're handicapped. I'm so sick of them going, I'm not handicapped, I'm differently abled. I can do things you can't do, Scott. You can do things I can do. We are all differently abled. I'm sorry, when you're in a wheelchair, you're handicapped. This is not a debatable thing. You are not differently abled being in a wheelchair. You're handicapped.
That's a different debate altogether.
It goes in with the retard
it's similar,
thing.
It's
part of the same thing, man.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I don't know. I'd like to get my friend who is wheelchair bound and hates the American with Disabilities Act.
A lot of handicapped people hate the Americans with Disability Act, yep, because it treats them like they're fucking morons.
Hey, the one thing that I like about being his friend is we can go to concerts and stuff like that and get all the great parking.
That's the other thing. I was just at Walmart the other day. Do they really need 60 handicap spots in the front? There's absolutely nowhere to park. Really? Are there going to be 60 handicapped people that are going to be shopping at Walmart at any given moment?
Well, okay. That comes back to the ADA, and there's a certain amount. It's a ratio that has to be kept
up.
But
that's
ridiculous.
Yes, ridiculous. I've never seen more than two or three at a time.
But here's the other thing that makes me laugh. If you go to grocery stores now, you've got the regular ADA blue-painted handicap spots.
Right.
But then you see expectant or new mom spot.
Senior citizen
followed
parking.
By that, senior citizen parking. I'm waiting I'm waiting for the last regular, fully abled, you know, white guy parking to be in the way back of the parking lot and be like four spaces left.
Well, then here's the thing. Okay, you got expectant mother parking and senior citizen parking and handicap parking and whatnot. Well, why not black people parking? Why not Hispanic parking? Why not gay people parking? Why not just segregate the entire goddamn parking lot then and have everybody, you've got your own little fucking thing. Oh, wait, that would be racist. It's the same thing as this ageist thing with senior citizens. Why should they get preferential treatment? I'm 37. I might need knee surgery. I'm not going to use handicapped parking. I'm not fucking handicapped because I'm a little bit slower. You know? And you know what? If I do end up becoming handicapped, if like my knee gets so fucked up, I need to be in a wheelchair, I'm handicapped. I'm not differently abled.
Well, as my friend that is in the wheelchair says, he says, I'm not handicapped. I'm missing legs.
That works.
Yeah. But... So you get these terms, though, of racism and sexism, and you kind of took us off on a different tangent. But you get a lot of these terms that are thrown around where I criticized somebody the other day. I criticized their work online, and I didn't even really criticize them. I criticized their fans.
Yes. That he's talking about a Facebook post that was taken so wildly out of context. What he meant, and a lot of people did get what he meant. Right. A lot of the people who responded got what he was saying, and then somehow spiraled into somebody misunderstanding and twisting it.
And now I am a hated entity by all of that guy with the glasses. Even Brad said, dude, calm down. I have no idea what, but I criticized this particular reviewer's fans. And she apparently misunderstood or something, because she fired back at me with, if you're going to put something up and tag me in a post, make sure you're not being a sexist asshole. And to tell you the truth, I like her work. I think her work is fine. And she is also, well, I've never spoken to her outside of the site, but I like her character. And she does review as a character, not as herself.
Right.
You know, I did criticize a couple other characters on That Guy with the Glasses, and I've never met the actual people. I might like the actual people. There are a couple characters on That Guy with the Glasses and the reviewers that I don't like.
I think the term you're using is annoying as fuck.
And I criticized them, and all of a sudden these became personal attacks. It's kind of a twofold thing for me. Is number one, what I said was not sexist. What I said was not even directed at you. It was directed at your fan. And the
some
average,
of which are psychotic. Some of which are if you read the comments like on their pages, some of these people I think are really off meds.
Yeah, and there's hold it, stop.
What?
Right there. That is the perfect example of a comment that could be taken way wrong.
Psychotic people that need to be medicated and aren't?
Yeah, I understood that. But why are you putting down people on medication?
I'm not putting down people on medication.
I'm on medication. My wife is on medication. Why are you putting down... Our friend Miss Rose just started medication. Much needed. Yay. Good on you, Miss Rose. What...
Because when you're schizophrenic and you think alien spiders are trying to implant devices in your brain,
now
and
you're fucking
medication is the only thing that keeps you in our reality, and you stop taking that and you start posting on these boards that you want to make people, you know, into zombies so they can be your love slaves and things like that. I'm going to go a little Jeffrey Dahmer there.
So
but,
wait, stop. Wait, now you're getting into you're lifeist. You think that zombies are subhuman and wouldn't make good love slaves because they're not alive?
Actually, I think subhuman is technically what they would be, because they would be right below humanity. Right, so I think that's the absolute apt definition.
Okay. Anyway, but no, the thing is, these can spiral out. And I'll admit, I have said some things that have come out racist. I have said some things that have come out sexist, and I didn't mean it. And I did have to backtrack. But some things that I say, look, Josh, I think your work sucks. I think your writing for the Sanity is Razor Thin. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that writing sucks. I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible fucking work, and I don't think anyone should read it because it's complete and utter crap. And yeah. You have a beard. Am I being beardist?
You might be. You might be. I don't know.
I'm not.
And by the way, Sanity is Razor Thin at geekjuicemedia.com is actually a really good column.
Yeah, you got your hits and misses, I'll admit. You've written some good stuff. You've written some really crappy stuff.
Did you see the newest one?
Yeah.
It was pretty decent. You're an idiot.
The one thing that I'll say about people with beards is I don't like kissing people with beards. That brings us to another one. Stop.
Thank you, because I don't really want to kiss you. I mean, we're friends, but okay, we're not friends okay. In that manner, okay?
All right, Josh. We've used a word, both of us have used the word. I used it in reference to an internet meme.
Are you talking about how we've been called homophobic?
We've been called homophobic.
Specifically me, but you were thrown in there too.
I was thrown in there too. Now, I might be homophobic. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask my ex-boyfriend, Nathan. Not your son, Nathan, either, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's just creepy.
Yeah. No, this is another Nathan. So I'll have to ask him. Maybe Chris? I don't know. The truth is, it's really, really hard for me to be homophobic because pansexuality, look it up.
Is that the same as bisexual or?
No, not really.
So, okay, like pansexual means you just.
You accept it all.
Like chickens and shit and cows and fuck?
No. I'm not bestial, thank you, but. But yeah, it's more or less...
That's why I'm asking for clarification here.
It's more or less the same as bisexual, but when it comes to being pansexual, it just means that you kind of accept it all. I don't believe in gay, straight. It's just kind of whatever.
Hey, doubles or triples your chances for a date on a Saturday night.
Everybody loves you when you're bi. The thing is, I've...
But so did you just come out on the show?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
There well, I'm just, pointing it out in case they
Scott,
missed it.
But, you're married.
See, the thing is, Scott, I wanted to point out that people might think you're doing a thing like you were about the schizophrenics that I was talking about. You really have a problem with differentiating when you're being serious and when you're goofing around. That is an honest criticism of
that's,
you.
That's gotten me into
show.
Trouble at work,
so,
yes.
I just want you to clarify that you're either being serious or you're fucking around on this one.
I am being dead serious on
okay.
this one.
Because, see, yeah, he told me this year ago, maybe?
Yeah,
thereabouts.
Maybe a little bit more.
And
but yeah.
I've always been respectful of it. Have I not?
Yes.
I mean, once I used the word faggot around you after you told me, and you called me out on it.
Yeah.
And I apologized.
Yeah. And it's... It's one of those. It's hard to explain because I also have I have a friend in podcasting who is a very out gay podcaster, and he goes by the name Zilla Fag.
Sorry, I'm getting something to drink.
That's fine. I have there is a very very out well known gay band called the Fag Tones.
That's actually kind of funny.
I know. We've got groups at the big pagan gathering I go to. You had camps called the Faggot Farm.
Hey, I know you don't smoke, but could you hand me a fag?
Yeah, well, that's a British slang thing, too, and Australian and a couple other places. But
so if you call somebody a fag, you're really calling them a cigarette. Do you just call me a cigarette? Fuck you, you're a cigarette.
Okay. That's one way to take it, and that's one way to deal with it. Let me give you guys a quick entomology. Entomology?
I think isn't that bugs?
Etymology. That's what I'm thinking. Words, not bugs. Words. Etymology. I always get the two confused.
It's only like one letter difference, too.
Faggot is an old English term. Seriously?
Dude, I've got... I know. I have a bronchial infection, it's okay. so yes, I cough a lot.
Do your thing. Faggot is an old English term, and it refers to a bundle of wood.
Tightly
bound bundle of wood specifically, and meant specifically to burn. And the reason is because
flaming? Is that just part of it?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I just put that together in my head. I didn't put that one together. Sorry. Okay.
But anyway, when it comes to the modern term faggot, it comes from, not only did they burn witches back in the day, but they burnt you for all number of reasons. Just like during the Holocaust, it wasn't just Jewish people. It was also homosexuals and other stuff like that, where they burnt you, and it was a derogatory term. You know, oh, look, it's just another faggot for the fire.
And somehow that got synonymous with homosexuality.
And that became synonymous, you know, with homosexuality. And the deal that I have with the word faggot, number one, if you use it as a derogatory term, I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, but I mean, you're basically calling someone a tightly bound bundle of wood. It's not really derogatory, is it when you think about it?
No, if you talk about the modern meaning and you use it as a true, it's just like if you walked up to somebody and went, "You're a fucking nigger." There's probably a black guy somewhere that just went, "What? No, that's wrong." And it's the fact that it's a tricky thing, because to me, a forest of faggotry would be a whole lot of fun. How awesome would that be?
It would be colorful.
It would be colorful. Gay men dress well. And hey, guess what? Yes, this is going to sound like a homophobic thing, but I've met a whole lot of them. It's true for the most part. They dress well. They care about themselves. They care about their surroundings. They throw some great fucking parties. They listen to some good music, and there would be lasers fucking everywhere. How awesome is that?
Why would there be lasers ever?
Have you ever been to a nightclub? No.
I don't understand why lasers are associated with
lasers.
Gays.
Lasers are incredibly gay because they're colorful and fun.
We also need to talk about, you yelled at me the other day for using the term gay. Just, you know, a gay. All of a sudden, like, what are you, in the 50s?
Yes, that sounds like, are you a gay? That sounds like you're stuck in the 50s.
I was also trying to be funny.
I know, and you just came across sounding retarded. Ha!
Sorry. Because it the whole thing came up, to tie it back to the Radiodrome thing. People hated what I said about certain things on Radiodrome. So they decided, I don't know if it was a concentrated effort, but like three different people made different posts about wanting to rape me to teach me a lesson. And it kind of got me going, I wonder if I'd be a good gay. And see, that's how I put it. I said, would I be a good gay? And he's like, what is this, the 50s?
Yes, I know.
And you know, I said, if it wasn't for the whole having sex with men thing, which I'm not into, I think I'd be an all right gay.
Actually, I'll tell you what.
If I didn't have to have sex with men.
No, you wouldn't. You would be terrible.
Why? Because I look like Rob Zombie and Kevin Smith's aborted love child?
Yes, for one thing, because you don't care about yourself, because you're not willing to put forth enough effort to... Oh, it's so hard to explain. I am going to have to take you to... Okay. All right. I'll tell you...
I'm proud of the way I look. I'm comfortable with who I am and looking as bad
cool.
as I am.
That's cool. And I'm happy for you, but... You would not be a good homosexual. I am barely a good gay man, trust me. I'm not really, but I'm fun to cuddle with. But
other side of the room, other side
but
of the room.
But you all homophobic.
That was a joke, too, so fuck off.
But nonetheless, I'll tell you what, let's make this deal here. If you would like, I will introduce you to... my crowd. I will
a gay, you mean?
I will introduce you to my friends in the homosexual community, and I will take you to a drag show.
I'm not into dudes that dress
I know that, but drag shows are incredibly fun, even if you're not into it, because there is a range of drag, and it's just it. Trust me, it's an
chicks with Adam's apples, kind of a turnoff.
Trust
you know?
Me, they're not there to turn you on, you idiot. They're not like strip clubs.
I've never been to one. I don't know.
They're there to put on a show, and they're incredibly fun people. Trust me. But I'll tell you what. I will take you to number one, the meat market.
Meat
premier,
market.
Yes,
really?
MEAT, the premier meat market
wow,
in Green
that's
Bay.
Wow, that's subtle.
No, that's not the name of it. That's just the type of excess is the club that I'm thinking of.
See, back in when I was in high school, we always used to make fun of this. This is true, okay? I swear to God, I'm not making this up. If I could find photos of this building, I would put them online to prove it. There was a gay bar called Zaz.
Right.
Z-A apostrophe S in Green Bay. I honestly don't know if there's... They're not where they were. I don't know if they
Zaz
still exist.
Doesn't exist. It became excess.
Okay. Well, they're on a street on a main drag.
Right.
Which had no parking.
Exactly.
So the gay club had a big sign out front, entrance in rear. That I almost think that had to be intentional, yet it was so on the money, it was probably not intentional.
It was a little... The sign is still up.
The entrance in rear?
Zaz has become excess.
Okay.
And it is still out there purposefully.
Because, I mean, when I'm in high school, I'm driving past this, that just always made us laugh.
But I'll tell you what, one night I'll take you to Excess, which is the meat market type club.
Okay.
It's the hookup.
I'm probably not going to go, but well, just for the sake of argument, let's say okay.
There's plenty to choose from. Trust me, not just men, but women too. And you'll probably hook up with somebody.
Would straight women go to a
straight women go to gay clubs all the time. Are you kidding me? They're incredible.
Why?
And because
me in on this.
What's a better place to hang around men that are completely sexually non-threatening to you? Which is what a lot of women want to go out and have a good time and not put up with a lot of dicks. And so they go to a gay club.
You mean dick figuratively or
I mean both.
Literally.
Yes. But you know, you go to a gay club and a lot of women see gay men as completely sexually non-threatening. Every woman needs a gay best friend. Trust me. Oh, I have got to take you to the community and introduce you to some friends, but we'll go to Excess. Okay. On top of that, we can go to the other club that the name escapes me right now. Dawn will know what it is, but we'll go to a drag show.
Do lesbians hang out at the gay clubs too, or is it
yes.
pretty much a guy thing?
No. Excess has lesbian corner.
Lesbian corner.
Yes. Trust me, you look in and I won't even have to point it out to you. You'll look over there and go, oh, that's lesbian corner.
Do you think that they
and by the way, for the record, lesbian drama way different than gay man drama.
Well, I'm just wondering if lesbian corner has carpet for them to eat. Rug muncher.
Yes, but not just, on the floor.
You know, sorry, I was trying to make a really bad lesbian
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, and you succeeded in making a really bad lesbian joke. We're going to lose so many listeners in this episode.
That's okay. I'm not homophobic. Okay, like I said, you came out to me about, like I said, a little over a year ago.
Year and a half ago or something, yeah.
And how did I react?
That's nice.
Have I treated you any differently in any way? Since you came out to me?
Aside from keeping that supply of quirks for your butt, no. Speaking of which, not going to happen.
Don't want it to.
I was going
to
say, even if you were gay, not going to happen.
I told you, I'm not into that whole sex with men thing. Otherwise, I think I'd be a good gay.
No, you couldn't. You'd be terrible.
But seriously, have I treated you any differently?
No, you haven't.
From the hour before you told me, to now, have I treated you any differently whatsoever?
Other than asking me a few questions like the ones that you've asked me on this show.
Because it's shit I don't
know.
Because
it's shit you don't know.
And I'm kind of creeped out to Google it on the internet because I don't know what the shit I'd find at that point.
Okay. I am going to have to bring you, if you really want to learn, and trust me, when I've seen you rightfully accused of homophobia. And I've seen you wrongfully accused
of
homophobia.
When was I ever rightfully accused of homophobia?
When I accused you. When you did use faggot as a truly mean, derogatory term.
See, I don't even remember that.
Which you did it at NBC 26.
See, I don't even remember what the context would have been.
The little redheaded director?
Oh, that little faggot?
Yeah, you referred to him as a worthless faggot, and I didn't.
Because he
it.
Is, and he's the reason I don't work there anymore, and I will get my revenge.
Yeah, but faggot's not the right word. He's not gay.
He looks it. He looks like a gay.
No, wait a minute. Stop. Wait. See, you're back in the 50s again. He looks like a gay. First
you
off,
realize I'm doing that on purpose, yes. Because now it's become funny, right?
I realize that, but that is homophobic. When you look at some... Okay, look, can I explain to you how gays look?
I would think.
Like and everybody else.
I was about to say gays look like everybody because... There are gays that are tall. There are gays that are short. Yes. There are gays that are fat. Gays that are slim.
Yes.
There are gays that are femmy. See,
yes.
Okay, I do have a problem with one sect of homosexuality.
Okay, which one's that?
The Fleming! I'm sorry. That shit is annoying. Even if it's a straight guy doing it, I hate that crap. I hate the flaming gay shit.
The ultra feminine.
I don't mind if, you know, like the dude in the car next to me likes dudes. Fine. As long as he's not putting on lipstick and wimping his wrist around and going, oh my God, that's just gorgeous. I'm sorry, that is fucking annoying.
And see, I love my little twinks. They're so useful. Twinks make the best minions.
You know what the sickest part is right now? I'm not 100% sure if I know what a twink is.
Okay.
I know from Kevin Smith what a bear is because he talks about that on his show all the time.
Because he is
I'm one. Not 100% sure on a twink. I think I know what it means, but I'm not sure.
Twink is basically the opposite of bear. They're usually younger, although twinkness knows no age really, but they're usually younger. They're usually shaved, well-kept, cut.
Captain of the football team.
Quite
guy.
No. But feminine.
Okay. The limp wrist.
Yes. Very
flaming.
Very feminine. Not necessarily flaming. Flaming has to do with the amount of drama that you put into yourself. For someone to be flaming, they're way out there and up here, and oh my God, it's the worst day ever. Every day is the worst day ever, and blah, 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 blah. That's flaming.
Okay,
flaming has to do with the amount of drama. If you're just feminine and you talk like this, and honey, that shirt is not for you, let's find you another one.
Fuck you, it's a Mortal Kombat shirt. I love it.
That is twinky behavior, but it's not flaming twink.
Okay, then I have another question. So
flaming twink would be, oh my God, that shirt is terrible. Let's just rip it off of you and burn it. That's flaming.
All right. Then what's the difference between the I'm going to use the term just because it's comedic at this point, the gays that are just a guy that likes a guy or a chick that likes a chick, and the ones that want to be the other sex, like the guys that, and I'm not talking drag, I mean the ones that are clearly a dude wearing the long wigs and the earrings and the makeup and everything, or the hardcore bull dykes. And that's what they call themselves, so that is not a derogatory term.
And I've met quite a few of them in excess. That is where transgender comes in. When, if I were to come to you and go, I want to live my life as a woman. I no longer feel that I am... Inside of me being a man is wrong.
I never understood
so
that shit,
I am
but okay.
I'm going to switch genders. That's where transgender comes in. Now, if you go ahead and have the surgery and the hormone treatments and...
Become a chick.
And completely go through with the surgery and everything like that, that is transsexual.
Well, all right. I know we're getting low on time, so I'm not truly
trying
to cut
it's okay.
You, but I... Okay, then I got another
one. I'm willing
one.
To teach.
Back when I worked at a hotel, I might have told this story in our hotel episode, I don't remember. But there was this very bull dyke couple. I mean, they're both bull dykes, okay? There's the only way I can describe them. The short hair, you know, the huge built bodies and whatnot. And it was my job to take their bags to their room, okay?
Okay.
My job. I walk up, you know, they're in the lobby, they're checking in, I grab, you know, can I take your bags? She grabs it from me. I don't need any man to do this for me.
Okay.
She was judging me because I'm a dude and she fucking, that is a man-hating dyke. I hate those too.
Oh, I agree, and I've met quite a few of those too. But
I don't need any man to do this.
That is a problem with her, not with you.
But I was just taken. I'm like, shit, I've never been talked to like that by a chick that looks like a dude. By a chick that looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I've come across situations like that where lesbians are now, and I'm just like, and that's when I'll
I prefer
just
my lesbians to be lipstick rather than.
Well, you're also a straight male, so that makes sense.
Okay, then answer me this.
Sure.
Why does seeing two chicks together in a porn turn me on, but seeing two dudes together would not? Or on the opposite, if guys get into lesbian porn, do chicks watch two guy porn?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right then.
Yeah. Talk to Don and our friend Shannon. Shannon has a famous quote amongst us.
Okay.
Well, they're cute, but where's the penetration? And we'll just leave it at that. But yes, they do. I mean, you get into lesbian porn because you're a straight man and you look at them getting off on one another and you're biologically, you're like, I could fertilize both of them and make good baby, carry on
but
DNA.
But you know, even if you're at the mall, if I see two chicks kissing, I'm not offended. I see two guys kissing, something in me goes, ugh.
Well,
that doesn't happen when I see two chicks kissing.
But again, that's a problem with you.
But like, if a chick was walking by and saw that same thing, would the two chicks kissing make her go, ugh, and the guys go, ooh?
Depends on the woman. So some yes.
I don't know.
Some just... no. It really depends on the person. You don't enjoy guys, so you see two guys kissing, and you think, and you, what happens is you put yourself in that situation, and you go, oh, I'd be kissing a guy, you. But you see two chicks kissing, and you put yourself in that situation. You go, ooh, I could be kissing one or maybe two chicks. Hot. You know, or you see a guy and a girl kissing, you look at them, you don't think, ew. You just go, okay.
Well, sometimes I think, ew, depending on
how they're kissing and everything like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, if they're like, blah, 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 it's like, okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's disgusting. But, you know, you put yourself into that situation. And that's why you kind of have that ew reaction, and why when Shannon sees two guys kissing at PSG, she's like, oh, I could watch this all day.
All right, we got 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Last thing. Why do you think so many homophobes are secretly gay? You know, like these hardcore Republicans that are, homosexuality is evil, it should be banned, it should be outlawed, and then, you know, a month later they're caught with a male prostitute. Do you think the hardcore, you know, anti-gay movement is repressed homosexuality?
Part of it is the fact that it has to do with really. I can't cover it in this time. I can't even.
I
cover
just
my
thought
theories.
Of it. I just thought
I can't
of
even
it. I'm
cover
sorry.
My theories in this time, but my the whole point of this episode is before you throw these words around, racism, sexism,
homophobia.
Retardophobia, for lack of a better
word. I haven't
heard
that one yet.
I haven't either. I'm making it up. Before you throw these things around, please stop and go, are they saying this about me? Are they saying this about me because I'm a woman or because I'm black or because I'm gay or something
like
that?
Or because you've done something stupid.
Or because you've done something stupid. Please. And if you're using terms wrongly, like faggot, please take a moment and go, okay, well, maybe no. Maybe that doesn't really apply here. You know.
But then what's the difference between, I hear lots of gay people use the term fag.
I hear lots of black people use the term nigger.
Right. You know, I mean, I got to go with Randall Graves
on this.
It's
our word, bitch. Deal with it.
I got to go with Randall Graves on this. Porch monkey for life. I'm taking it back.
Yeah, you know? But if you're a member of that community and you're using that word all the time, and then you get angry with somebody for, you know, like, for instance, Zillafag used to get really, really angry when people would throw around the term faggot.
But it's in his name.
In his goddamn name is Zillafag.
All right. Go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code STATIC to get porn, whether you're straight, whether you're gay. It doesn't really make a difference.
Love us or hate us, contact us at lostinthestaticshow@gmail.com.
And the great Cassandra Baker has my website up now, 1201beyond.com. You can find all the old shows, old videos, my really shitty old It Came From Beyond Midnight show. Geekjuicemedia.com is my Sanity is Razor Thin column, which, despite what Scott says, is actually pretty damn good.
And again, Miss Bloody Rose, thank you for the artwork and the DVDs. We are certainly going to enjoy them quite a bit. You have 14 seconds.
Are you doing this? We got to fill the whole 55 minutes shit again?
Look, we may fill the whole 55 minutes. We may not, but we may as well use it while we can and just keep talking before someone cuts us